coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
It was late December, whilst my poor Mary slumbered upstairs, when I heard an insistent rapping upon our front door.
Dr. Watson, where is Sherlock Holmes?
Madam, he is dead.
It may be recalled by those who are familiar with my friend, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, that there exist as many cases that I have not been permitted to record. There is, however, one set of events. I refer to those years between 1891 and 1894.
You have left all that you ever loved behind you and walked alone into unknown lands.
I had no choice. Good old Watson! I knew that I could rely upon you. I wish us to construct a full account concerning my disappearance from the international stage, together with those peculiar incidents with which you were yourself at that time involved.
Something terrible has happened in this hotel. A man has been found murdered.
Murdered?
Your accusation is absurd.
I make no accusation, madam. I'm merely delineating a pronounced correlation. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm needed elsewhere.
What say you, Mrs. Watson?
Brief days of desire and long dreams of delight. They are mine when my poppy land cometh in sight.
I travel alone and need no assistance of any kind.
We all need help from time to time, even you.
How many murders have you done? How many poor, deluded men have you poisoned in their sleep? If this society of yours condones cold-blooded murder, I think I'd better know a bit more about them.
The fire is man-made. The blaze was set to burn.
If only he knew what is coming. If only he knew of the flood.
Inspector Lestrade, be clear. Be quite clear. Did you say the society?
Yes, sir.
Your sins weigh down upon you. You will never escape what you have wrought.
I can tell a thousand tiny details from the sight of you. The hours you spend luxuriating in thievery, the scale of your deception, the double standards by which you make your existence bearable. You are an affront, sir.
The Judgment of Sherlock Holmes. Big Finish. We love stories.